au service de la SND 30.
Here is the news read by Ayi Mbile. In our top stories, the people of the West region welcome the screening of the documentary film Paul Biya, a great statesman with an extraordinary destiny. Public works officials seek sustainable solutions to degrading roads nationwide. And the Cameroon government calls for harmony among football stakeholders as the Indomitable Lions begin the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers. Good afternoon. We begin with the West, where thousands of people in Bafoussam are expected to attend the film screening of Paul Biya, the great statesman with an extraordinary destiny. The documentary film, which presents the fascinating life, politics, and presidency of His Excellency President Paul Biya, will be projected at the Tocket Stadium in Bafoussam and in the presence of the Secretary General of the Central Committee of the CPDM, Jean Kouity. Charles Ebune tells us more.
The West, all will not be meet. That is according to President Paul Biya in a speech in the West regional capital, Bafoussam, years ago. The statement from the New Deal architect profoundly tells the importance of the West region in the construction of an emerging Cameroon fixed for 2035 as enshrined in the National Development Strategy, taking into account the entrepreneurial, the economic, and the financial power of the people of the West region in the development of Cameroon.
L'Ouest et ses populations,
the West and its population profoundly integrated occupy a unique place in the country because, as a roundabout, they connect the North, Northwest, Southwest, Little, and Center South. And the loyalty, the dynamism of the people of the West to their champion, Paul Biya, will be attested once more this Saturday at the Tocket Stadium. This will be during the Bafoussam screening tour of the 1 hour 24 minutes documentary on Paul Biya as a statesman with an extraordinary destiny, directed by two female Cameroonian producers with the supervision of the Civil Cabinet of the Presidency of the Republic and the Artistic Assistance of the Ministry of Arts and Culture. The General Secretariat of the governing Cameroon's People Democratic Movement is headed by someone from the West region. The constitutional successor of Cameroon as it stands today is from the West region. The mobilization is expected to be total after the Betoa, the Douala, and Marwa show of force for the same purpose, show loyalty to Paul Biya.
Charles Ebune, we now take you to the Northwest, where the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Munona Futsu, is presiding over activities to close the patriotic Back to School campaign and mass education caravan. These activities, which come on the heels of Back to School, are intended to remind young persons of the importance of education, especially in a region plagued by socio-political crisis and characterized by school boycotts. Clenis Ayombom reports.
The Back to School caravan in the Northwest, led by the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Munona Futsu, has pulled hundreds of youths from the seven divisions of the region who have been actively participating in patriotic holiday activities like sensitization of their peers against hate speech, drug abuse, and other social vices which instill violence in the region. As the holiday period draws to an end, the president of the Cameroon National Youth Council in the Northwest, Samuel Mekom, is assured that the enrollment in schools for the upcoming academic year will experience an improvement.
The youths are eager to go back to school. From the massive population that turned out today, just to show proof that they now have confidence that when they go to school, no matter what, they will have something doing.
The mass education initiative of the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Civic Education launched in the Northwest region today today is a driver for all, especially the vulnerable, to gain formal education, as explained by the Regional Chief of Center, Nathaniel Aruksu.
We hope the youth welcome the message of peace, living together, unity and national integration.
Some youths in the Northwest who are part of the three-year special youth plan of the head of state have been handed some materials by the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education to boost their entrepreneurial skills. Clenis Ayombam Abengo, CRTV News, Bamenda.
And in a related development, the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education has called on youths in the West region to sensitize the peers on the new online platform of the Cameroon National Youth Council. Minister Monona Fotsu made the call during an official launch of regional consultations for young people following the revision of the National Youth Policy and its Operational Youth Plan, which seeks to accelerate the socioeconomic integration of youths in decision-making processes. Angela Parr reports from the West.
Youths in Cameroon have been entrusted with the responsibility of proposing concrete solutions to major problems they face in areas such as education, drug abuse, violence, training, and unemployment, amongst others. This approach, Youth Affairs and Civic Education Minister Monona Fotso says, is in a bid to find lasting solutions to these problems.
This is an important process that gives the opportunity to the young people to participate in the elaboration of the National Youth Policy and its operational plan. This policy should be elaborated by young people and for young people themselves.
The minister encourages the youthful population to engage in capacity-building endeavors in order to empower themselves in leading the process.
What we ask now for young people is to build their capacity so that they can be ready to lead the process.
The digitalization of the operational plan of the National Youth Council will allow the youths to craft and design policies based on the realities they face. This problem aligns with the head of state's commitment to give more opportunities to young people and enforce their participation in the decision-making process of the country. Kinga Angela Parr, CRTV West, Bafoussam.
In the Southwest, divisional delegates of basic education have been told to ensure free access in public primary schools. The call was made by different speakers during the first basic education sector conference for the 2024-2025 school year. Focus at the conference was on responsible citizenship, serving in quality schools and in a healthy and safe environment. Details of Ungo Balemba Sophia Eben in Boya.
In attendance of this year's sectors conference were inspectors and divisional delegates of basic education from all six divisions of the Southwest region with the objective of planning for a successful academic year. Among the innovations expected to enter full swing this year is the idea of the Rapid Results Initiative.
Tomo Joseph Young, technical advisor number 2 to the Minister of Basic Education.
The Rapid Results Initiative is an initiative to make sure that at the beginning of the school year, there is no impediment whatsoever to learners so that they can enter government primary schools free of charge.
The ministerial instruction for the 2024-2025 academic year was presented by the Regional Delegate of Basic Education for the Southwest, Rose Elangwe Bume.
We cannot work without ministerial order. So everything that we do in schools, we must follow the ministerial instructions.
The meeting was held under the patronage of Governor Bernard Okalia Bilai, represented by Vanessa Mbembembong, who encouraged teachers to continue doing their best to produce excellent results. Ngo Baleba Sophia Ebe, CRTV, Boya.
In the littoral, the 2024 holiday camps in Idea have ended, with participants urged to make good use of artificial intelligence. Minister Minette Libom Lilikeng of Post and Telecommunications also encouraged the youths to use social media responsibly while presiding over the closing ceremony of the holiday camps. Close to 1,000 boys and girls within and around the littoral took part in the five-day event. With more, Rita Yosembom now joins us live from Government High School Idea, where the closing ceremony took place. Hi, Rita.
Hello, Ayimbile, and thanks for joining me at Government High School Edea, where hundreds of youngsters armed with cutting-edge ICT skills and instilled with values of patriotism and responsibility are already finding their way back home. Minister Minette Libom-Liliking of Post and Telecommunications, who just presided over the closing ceremony, emphasized the importance of being digital citizens who contribute positively to society. And Ayi, it's so amazing to see these kids so engaged. They are not just learning about technology, they are also being taught how to think critically and creatively, which are essential skills for any future tech leader. Children aged between 8 and 13 years were hosted at Government Technical High School Edea, where those aged between 14 and 18 years were lost at Government High School Edea, with each camp dividing their campus or participants to 8 families of 35 members, teaching them about patriotism, living together, and the responsible use of social media. I must tell you, Ayi, the youngsters now understand that working together fosters creativity and innovation, which are equally essential skills in today's digital world. They are going back home armed with knowledge to contribute positively to the communities. The closing ceremony was also marked by the handing out of attestations to participants, scholarships to outstanding ones, and ICT tools to several schools and institutions in Edea. Rita Yosembom reporting live from Edea.
And in the following excerpt of an interview, Minister Minette Libom-Liliking expresses her satisfaction with the success of the holiday activity and calls on youngsters to explore the vast world of social media with integrity and respect. She spoke to Rita Yosembom.
We have a lot of opportunities, but also a lot of threats. So cyber criminality and hate speech, and now with artificial intelligence, there is a lot of risk. So the main message for young people here is that ITC bring a lot of opportunities. You are called, even by the head of state, to use ICTs, because through ICTs you can improve all what you are doing, but you need to be very secure online. You need to respect the other. You need to be a patriot and a responsible user of social media. If not, you are not going to benefit for all the advantages brought by ICTs. Those young people have understood it, and they took engagement to really be patriotic and responsible users of social media.
You are listening there to the Minister of Post and Telecommunications, Minister Minette Libom-Liliking, and this is CRTV News. On to one of our top stories. Public works experts in Cameroon say the sum of about 45 billion CFA francs available for road rehabilitation projects is largely insufficient, considering that the total amount needed is estimated at about 850 billion CFA francs. This comes as the Minister of Public Works, together with engineers, have been scouting for other ways to rehabilitate degraded roads across the country, through notably a workshop to examine a road maintenance technique using cold mixed asphalt in Yaoundé this Friday. With more, here is Patience Wingo.
The workshop comes after similar ones organized by the Ministry of Public Works to find lasting solutions to speed up road rehabilitation projects at the local level. This Friday's workshop was meant for some road construction experts to assess a road maintenance technique using cold mixed asphalt. Its main advantage will be that it will help in the treatment of potholes on tarred roads at a lower cost and with little or no environmental hazards. In his presentation, a public works consultant, Zachary Mbajan, explained that the technique is environmentally friendly and does not emit greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. Meanwhile, Public Works Minister Emmanuel Ngannou-Djoumissé is in the field working with experts and engineers from construction companies and representatives of consulting firms to boost civil engineering efforts to meet the target of the Ministry of Public Works to avail the nation of modern road infrastructure by 2035.
Patience Wingo now in the following excerpt of an interview of a public works expert, Zachary Badron. He explains how the road maintenance technique works. He spoke to Patience Wingo.
I thought about what you call in English cold asphalt. It is used to repair potholes on the road, and it has many advantages because you don't have to heat the bituminous. You can use it in the environmental temperature. Then you can use it in a small quantity. It can be used, it is easy to use. You can just train everybody to use it. It is so easy. It's cheaper because the composition of emulsion, you have only 65% of bituminous. The rest, 35% is water, which is...
That was a public works expert, Zachary Bajon. He's speaking to, he spoke to Patience Wingo. And more on our roads with drivers who ply the Ayos Bonis axis frequently, crying out on the poor state of the road during this busy period of back to school. The state of the national road number 10 has led to longer hours on the road and even causing accidents. Biki Ogun spoke to some drivers who use this road daily and put together the following report.
Some years back, traveling from Betwa to Yaoundé, a distance of 331 kilometers, could take 6 hours. But now, traveling this distance takes over 8 hours. This, according to some road users who ply the national road number 10, say it is as a result of the bad state of the road.
The road is in very poor condition and this is causing us lots of breakdowns in our vehicles. It is also because of this poor road that we have all these multiple accidents. The Mbama Ayos road is not good. There are lots of potholes, but from Abombang to Betwa, the road is manageable.
Other factors like radar, traffic, and the rush period for back to school equally contribute in causing road accidents and spending longer hours on the road.
There is congestion on the road. There are radars even where there is no road.
With the precarious conditions which these drivers walk, they say it is thanks to their expertise and mastery of the national road number 10 that they are able to ply this road for lesser hours. Bikyongum, CRTV, Betwa.
In the Adamawa, several commuters and vehicle owners, especially those plying the national road number 1 between Goundary and Garwa, complain of potholes and poor maintenance that have left the existing road in a state of disrepair. Ellis Wajibanmia tells us more.
The poor state of roads in the town of Ngaundere and beyond is an ordeal that inhabitants continue to grapple with daily. Yesterday I left Garwa for Ngaundere thinking that I will spend 4 hours on the road. It was shocking because I ended up traveling for 11 hours due to the bad roads. Most roads lack adequate infrastructure, leading to an increase in faulty vehicles or motorbikes, as well as provoking accidents in some cases. The bad roads destroy our cars. We spend money in purchasing all documents, yet we can't make the necessary profit. Every day we must repair something on our vehicles because of the poor state of the roads. My passengers complain all the time of back pains. It's really pathetic. The scenario is even worse on roads, linking the region's chief town to other divisions. Commuters spend longer hours on these roads, while vehicle owners complain of constant expenditure for repairs. Their only hope right now is to see some of these roads rapidly undergo the necessary repairs. Ellis Wajibanmia, CRTV News, Ngaundere.
And the story is no different in certain parts of the West region where the national road number 5 linking Bafusam to Bafang is now referred to as a death trap to many road users. This degraded stretch of road poses a huge problem to drivers and other road users, such as the loss of lives and property. Transporters say they expect public authorities to repair the road and ensure smooth rides like those on the national road number 4 linking Bafusam to Yaoundé. More with you, Kinge Angela Parr.
Records indicate that there is a significant increase in the number of accidents along the Bafusam-Bafang highway. Drivers attribute these to the bad state of the road along the national road number 5, which they say hampers their desire to keep their foot on the accelerator. Moreover, they complain that daily revenues are declining, intercity transport activities are slowing down, and they are spending a little more time with their vehicles in the garage. These numerous complaints from motorists invite public authorities to gear up solutions to this problem. Bafusam, Kinge Angela Parr, CRTV.
And now on sports, like you heard in one of our top stories as well, the Minister of Sports and Physical Education has exhorted the different stakeholders tasked with the organization of the Cameroon versus Namibia 2025 AFCON qualifier in Yaoundé to take place early next month to work in harmony and ensure a successful preparation and participation of the Indomitable Lions. Minister Narcisse Muelekombi was speaking this Friday in Yaoundé during a heated preparatory meeting ahead of the start of the qualifiers for next year's Africa Cup of Nations in Morocco. In the following analysis, Ben Collins Newberuwo says national interest should prevail for the Indomitable Lions to succeed.
In the game of football, like in other sports disciplines, fair play has been a watchword which encompasses adhering to rules and regulations, respecting opponents, and avoiding unsportsmanlike behavior. Come to think also of the different Olympic values of excellence, respect, and fair play. The Indomitable Lions of Cameroon, on the eve of yet another campaign towards the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations in Morocco, where the team is expected to get to come in the days ahead to prepare for two upcoming qualifiers for that continental tournament against Namibia on the 7th of September in Yaoundé and Zimbabwe on September 10, 2024 in Kampala, Uganda. Some key actors are almost in the boxing ring. One of the identities of the people of Cameroon, the Indomitable Lions, have been robbed in the mud time and again by people who are accused of fighting for their personal interest. Unnecessary battles that have been painting Cameroon's image black. It took a visiting president of the Confederation of African Football, Patrice Motsepe, to remind the stakeholders of the game in Cameroon of the necessity of working in harmony. It was another way of reminding them that the government pumped in so much money into football. This for youth development, international diplomacy, social cohesion, job creation, national pride, just to name but these. But unfortunately, all these have been watered down by a series of battles. And until national interest takes precedence over selfish interest, Cameroon's football will continue taking a nosedive.
Ben Collins Newberuwo. In more sports, Cameroon's flag bearers in the CAF Champions League and Confederations Cup preliminary rounds this Sunday decide their fate in the competitions when they play their return leg matches for VU Club, who were beaten 4-0 by Painesville of Liberia in Monrovia last weekend, will tomorrow at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium need to win their opponent by 5-0 to qualify for the next round. Current Elite One champions Victoria United, who also lost at home by 0-1 goal to Samatex of Ghana in Douala last weekend, needs to win their opponent by 2-0 to be able to progress to the next round. More with you, Harrison Ashu.
FUVU Club of Baham will need a miracle this Sunday to overturn the 4-0 defeat that they received last weekend in the hands of Painesville in Monrovia, Liberia. FUVU, who have limited players due to financial challenges, must beat their opponent at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium by a minimum score of 5-0 to be able to qualify for the next round of the CAF Confederation Cup. Sports journalist Biwa Bryan and consultant Lawrence Kede argue that the club from the West region does not have what it takes to change the narrative.
I do not think that FUVU has what it takes to be able to overturn the scores. The good news is that FUVU Club of Baham is going to have more than 8 players for their encounter against Painesville tomorrow.
It will be tougher for FUVU of Baham that is still beating up itself as a team, having changed practically 50% of last season's squad, but conceding 4 goals after 33 minutes with just 8 players on the pitch is an indication that there is room for retaliation.
Over at the Accra Sports Stadium in Ghana, Victoria United of Limbe will take on local side Samatex with the objective of scoring at least 2 goals and conceding just 1 to progress to the next round. Based on their 0-1 defeat in the first leg at the Japoma Stadium in Douala, Biwa Bryan and Lawrence Kede are upbeat that Opopo can bounce back.
They are up to the task. They have just a 1-goal deficit which can easily be overturned.
Victoria United, for me, is going with high hopes as they have recovered 4 key players. They have the element of surprise.
For the past 2 years, Coton Sport of Garo has been the only Cameroonian club that has progressed from the preliminary round of the CAF Champions League or Confederation Cup.
Harrison Ashu reporting. Tomorrow Sunday by 4 p.m. Cameroon time, Cameroon's representative for the ongoing CAF elimination phase of the Champions League, Victoria United, will be playing against Samatex of Ghana in Accra. The Victoria boys lost 1-0 in the away leg match, and since then, the officials have been working to turn things around. They have thus gone to Ghana with a better technical team and a bigger number of players. Metam Augustine Metam reports from CRTV Southwest in Boya.
The boys of coach David Zekalion Ngambe are expected to reverse the one-goal defeat which they suffered in the hands of CAF Champions League debutants Samatex of Ghana in Japuma Douala last Friday. Victoria United had to deal with administrative issues before leaving Cameroon. It is worth noting that they were reduced to 13 players in their first leg match against CAF Champions League debutants Samatex of Ghana. This time, they have traveled with 17 players in their squad, which is an indication of a greater workforce and preparation for a progressive victory. The head coach has been working intensively with the fitness coach Daniel Walinjong and the technical director Jean Siri Bilong to ensure that players of the team are up to speed and are committed for the Sunday tedious campaign. In addition, the valuable experience of coach Daniel Walinjong as fitness coach over the years in Union Sportive of Douala, Lifka Option Sports Academy, will be important for Victoria United FC for the return leg game. Metam Augustine Metam, reporting from CRTV Southwest in Boya.
And we do apologize for the sound quality of your report. And now to end the news here once again. Our top stories. The people of the West region are welcoming the screening of the documentary film Paul Biya, a great statesman with an extraordinary destiny. Public works officials are seeking for sustainable solutions to degrading roads nationwide. And the Cameroon government is calling for harmony among football stakeholders as the Indomitable Lions begin the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers. Up next is the summary of the news in the French language with you, Christine Victoria Pinda.
Good afternoon. Le ministre de la Jeunesse et de l'Éducation civique est à Baminda dans le nord-ouest. Mounouna Foutsou est allé lancer la caravane nationale de la jeunesse pour l'éducation de masse en cette veille de rentrée scolaire où les populations du nord-ouest sont mobilisées pour la bonne organisation et surtout la réussite de cette nouvelle année scolaire. Le paysage numérique camerounais vient de s'enrichir d'une nouvelle application dénommée Yakili. Il s'agit d'une solution mobile et web en faveur de la promotion du succès scolaire qui se présente comme la première plateforme de cours animés et vidéo au Cameroun basée dans un premier temps jusqu'ici sur les programmes scolaires du baccalauréat et du DC Advanced Level. Vulgarisation de l'usage des TIC, la caravane de MIGEV 2035 conduite par l'IAI Cameroun était cette fin de semaine dans la localité de Nkalngaha, village situé à 7 km d'Ivoudoula dans la Lekié, pour une remise d'attestation à une centaine de personnes formées à l'utilisation de l'outil informatique. La promotion Siriang Vongo, préfet du Vouri et fils de la localité, est appelée à faire œuvre utile des apprentissages reçus maintenant qu'elle est sortie de l'ignorance du numérique. La cérémonie relative s'est déroulée en présence du représentant résident de l'IAI Cameroun, Armand Claude Abanda. La maintenance et l'entretien des infrastructures routières au Cameroun constituent une préoccupation majeure au regard de l'état actuel du réseau routier long de plus de 121 000 km, d'où la tenue de cet atelier d'un atelier de formation sur le traitement de nids de poule avec l'enrobé coulé à froid organisé par le ministère des Travaux publics pour y remédier. Et en sport, le continent africain vibre à nouveau en début septembre à l'occasion du début des éliminatoires de la CAN Maroc 2025. La Namibie et le Zimbabwe sont les adversaires du Cameroun les 7 et 10 septembre prochains à Yaoundé et à Kampala. Deux matchs décisifs pour consolider la dynamique des succès des quintuples champions d'Afrique. Au thème de la première réunion préparatoire tenue hier au ministère des Sports et de l'Éducation physique, il ressort que les protagonistes, à l'occasion des deux rencontres, doivent faire triompher la collaboration et la coordination des actions pour offrir des conditions de préparation les plus optimales à la sélection nationale. C'était le condensé de l'info. Prochain rendez-vous avec l'information, le 17h.